I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. A new film adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice opened in New York and Los Angeles this week. It's one of Shakespeare's most controversial plays because one of the main characters, the Jewish moneylender Shylock, has been frequently considered an anti-Semitic caricature. Essayist Jonathan Friedland says despite the filmmaker's best intentions, the movie cannot overcome the play's bigotry.
The debate is surely as old as the play. Is Shylock, the character who comes to dominate The Merchant of Venice, a villain or a victim? Does the play ask us to sympathise with Shylock as an oppressed outsider, or to loathe him as a Jew? Now these questions have an extra charge. British director Michael Radford has given the play the Hollywood treatment, Venetian locations, Rembrandt lighting, and a classy cast led by Al Pacino as Shylock. It's pretty clear that Radford doesn't want to make an anti-Semitic film. He's added a preamble to put the story in context, setting out the anti-Jewish temper of the times. And Pacino certainly works hard to bring pathos. But the director has two big problems. One is the play, the other is the medium. Start with the play. The harsh truth is that The Merchant of Venice is shot through with anti-Semitism. Shylock is the villain, the obstacle to the happiness of all the other characters. More importantly, his villainy is specifically Jewish. The plot turns on Shylock's demand that the Christian merchant, Antonio, honour the bond they agreed. Since Antonio can't pay back the money he borrowed, he has to give up a pound of his own flesh. This single idea is replete with anti-Semitism. For one thing, it shows Shylock is obsessed with money, prepared to put financial gain above life itself. Such a charge has been a weapon in the anti-Semites' arsenal for centuries. But it also shows Shylock as vengeful. Antonio has insulted him in the past, even spitting on him. Now Shylock wants disproportionate revenge. He wants Antonio's life. Here too is an anti-Semitic stereotype, the Jews as a vengeful people. Above all, the very notion of a Jew seeking Christian flesh has a long anti-Semitic history. It evokes the notorious blood libel, the medieval charge that Jews used Christian blood for religious ritual. It evokes too the accusation that caused the Jews 2 millennia of misery, that the Jews killed Christ. In other words, Shylock's malice is not a quirk of his own individual character. It is specifically Jewish. Macbeth's murderousness was not inherently Scottish. Hamlet's indecision was not peculiarly Danish. But Shylock is held up as a Jewish villain. Shakespeare was the greatest writer in human history, of course, so none of this is completely two-dimensional. There is an attempt to humanise Shylock, most famously in the speech which asks, "If you prick us, do we not bleed?" This complicates the play, but it cannot outbalance the rest. Christian characters motivated by love and beauty, pitted against a bloodthirsty, avaricious Jew bent on money and revenge. When we see all this in the theatre, we somehow automatically put it in historical context. Theatre was Shakespeare's medium, and we understand that these were the attitudes of his time. On film, the effect is different. Everything is magnified. Suddenly, anti-Semitism is harnessed to the most powerful medium there is, the cinema. Michael Radford won't want to hear it, but there may be a reason why no one has ever made a film of The Merchant of Venice before.
Jonathan Friedland is a writer for Britain's Guardian newspaper.